I am a teacher by trade, so if any of you teach, that means you have a second job, of which mine is actually telling ghost tours in Fells Point. Woo. So, of course, I get asked all the time, do you have a personal ghost story or something that happened to you? And the one that I always tell is this one. I moved here about 5 years ago now, and when I ended up getting this job, getting ghost tours in Fells Point, the women, particularly in my family, of which there's three sisters and then my mom, were elated because they have seen things and heard things and all of these wacky stories that they have, and I had never really had any of those stories. My mom's convinced that she's seen things, my sister hears things, and I have nothing. So, of course, they were all really excited for me, saying, "You're gonna get something, just wait." So I give ghost tours throughout this hotel, of which the ages range from like the late 1700s to 1900. So there's a lot of history packed in there. And within my first 2 weeks of going to this hotel and sort of getting acclimated with the space, because there's narrow halls and they wind a lot, I remember specifically it was in the summer, and I was wearing a long dress, which will come into play in a minute. I get off the elevator on the third floor and turn to the right, and as I'm doing so, I distinctly remember feeling this sort of brush of air about waist high go by me, and I distinctly remember seeing my skirt of my dress just push in, and it almost felt like a young child was kind of rounding the corner, trying to beat you around the corner, and then I heard giggling as it went by. And then I just stopped and said, "Hi, my name's April. I just want to say hi and hi. I'll be around from time to time." So, in finding out more about the history of this place and whatever, it's been said that there has been seen a young boy around. Can't be more than about 10 years old. And I thought, well, crap. But at the same time, it was in a way comforting because a lot of people have said, you have a great way with kids and whatnot. I teach 3 and 4 year olds. So every once in a while, when I go and give these tours, people ask me, does anything still happen to you? And the one thing that happens to me is that when I walk down the hallway, a light will blink over my head and it looks like a faulty light bulb. But then when you walk down the hallway, the lights blink and follow you as they go down. And every time that happens, one could easily get freaked out, but I just sit there and just go, "Hi, hi, Guy," because I've called him Guy at this point. So every time that happens, I actually get really giddy and find myself giggling like the giggle that I first heard there years ago. So that's my ghost story. Thanks.